No, I know nothing about him. Definitely don't. So hope that answers your question. Yeah, I mean, it is a long season, and this is the first of dealing with that, a Sunday game and then a Thursday night game. So the best thing to do is it's kind of like these weeks right here is very short. You cram a lot of stuff in game plan wise, and as players, we have to be really alert and attentive in meetings and make sure we're getting everything the coaches are telling us. But and at the same time, taking care of your body in these last couple of days, and coaches are giving us time to do that. So those are probably the two most important things is just be attentive in the meetings and take care of your body. It's a lot that's changed. I mean, Schottenheimer was the coordinator there when I was there. So it's different. It's a different coordinator now, and they run a totally whole different offense. Just got into them today, so still I'm going through the game plan and still looking at the offense. So we'll be ready. This team, we got a strong team, and guys, they're smart at what they do in terms of taking care of our bodies and just trying to focus on this week. I think that's the biggest thing is just focus as best we can and get the game plan down as much as we can. And I mean, it's just a very short week. I mean, they're going to have a game plan too. The stuff we studied on film, they might try to hit us with different things. So we might have to adjust during the game as well. But at the same time, we'll be ready. We'll be ready to go Thursday night. No question about that. I mean, it's tough on your body, definitely. That's the biggest thing is you turn around and play a game in a couple of days and, oh, it didn't ring no more. So it doesn't gonna ring again. But, no, it's more so just a physical standpoint, and it's very short. I mean, some guys' bodies might not be ready Thursday night, but it's tough. It's a tough schedule. It's a tough deal, and it's something we got to deal with. But at the same time, we're prepared for these type of things to have short weeks and prepare the best we can. I mean, the next guy got to step up. In his spot and play, man. That's how you got to look at it. And we have confidence in our guys, on defense. And we'll just continue to, improving and getting better, man. That's the thing we can focus on. It's a big loss for us. Like I said, he's one of the biggest leaders on this team. And it is a big loss, but at the same time, We just wish a fast recovery on his part, and hopefully he can get back as fast as he can. You know, I think the coaches are, focusing on that on their own. I got a lot on my plate and what I need to do game plan wise and studying these guys. So I leave that to the coaches. It's a West Coast offense. I definitely know that, and that's what he runs. I mean, we've played other coaches who run the West Coast offense, so. I mean, once you've been doing this for a while, things start to look the same, especially when you play against the same, West Coast offense. I mean, coaches might put kinks here and there or different things in their offense, their little touch, but at the same time, it's still a West Coast offense. I mean, no, this week, it being so short, it is information overload. It's just nothing you can do about it because it's not a normal NFL week. It's not a normal, Monday, Tuesday off. It's not that whole deal. It's very short, and it's information overload, like you said. And the best thing you can do is be attentive as much as you can in the meetings and make sure, you just gather all the information you can and get prepared and get ready for Thursday night. Yeah, man. He's getting honored, and we're from the same hometown, and we're real close friends, and it's great. His career has been awesome here, and he's made a lot of plays, and I look up to him. I mean, I call him like the big bro. Got a lot of respect for him, and he's getting honored, and that's awesome. And hopefully we can win Thursday night while he's getting honored as well. But I hope he gets another reward by, you know, hopefully stepping foot into the Hall of Fame as well. So much respect for Ty, and I wish the best for him.